What is up, guys? Welcome to Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about where the future of Instagram Reels is going. If you've been messing around on Reels for a while, if you've been on TikTok for a while, you know that it's largely been about following trends. At least the easiest way for a business to come in there and get their message across is to find a trending audio, find just any kind of trend, do a trending dance while they just throw their value around it, where you're kind of just playing the game that mostly TikTok, I'll say, wants you to play, because Reels is still very much just trickled down TikTok. There's a lot of watermarks that you see on Instagram of people just repurposing their TikToks, which is a great idea, even though Instagram does, you know, they did come out and say that posts that have the TikTok watermark on them might be a little bit suppressed. However, at the same time, it's not like they don't have any chance to go viral if people watch the content to completion. They like it, they comment, they save, they share it, they do all those things. It's going to get pretty much overruled. But it made a lot of people also try to save their TikToks without the watermarks, which there are a lot of apps to do. The one that I'm using right now that seems to be working the best is Repost Tick. So it's Repost Tick, and it is a free app. They all do remove the watermark, but also lower the quality a little bit. And I'm trying to decide whether it's better to have the quality video and the TikTok watermark, or the less quality video with no watermark. And I'm pretty sure it's actually the quality video with the TikTok watermark will actually do better than if you use one of these apps that removes the watermarks. So it's something to watch out for, even though they came out and said they don't want the watermark on there. Really the best thing you can do is to just create the Instagram Reel on the Instagram app and do all the editing in there so that you don't lose the quality. They love that you use the editing on the native platform. And you can repost a reel onto TikTok and do it the reverse way too, but there's just a lot of things where you might lose the audio or some kind of video quality, and there's still gonna be a watermark on it from Instagram going to TikTok. So ultimately, like, the best solution is if you made your own reels and then your own TikToks and you did them separately. But, you know, for the sake of creating content and like not having to, you know, create double the amount of content all of a sudden for each app, and you can just use the same content and repurpose it, you do wanna try to find some way to make that work for you. Or maybe you even just edit on a computer and then you send it over to your phone and then you repost to Instagram and TikTok separately, just so you can have the full quality version. That's really the best way to do it. It's just is going to be the most amount of time, and it also requires another device, and you can't do it on the road as easily. So that's a little bit off track of the episode of my main point that I'm going to make, but I thought I should throw that out there just because I don't think I've covered that in the past. Even though I have said why the watermark, you do want it off. Usually people's response to that is just to use one of these watermark removing apps, but then those lower the video quality, which tends to hurt the post even more. So something to watch out for there. But what I really wanted to cover is how Instagram is trying to differentiate itself from TikTok, or at least what it seems their efforts are being based around, in order to make it, you know, still the same kind of content where it's like very humor based, it's short form vertical video. It's usually going to be less than a minute, at least on Instagram right now. It's still less than a minute on TikTok. They do have the window up to 3 minutes on the, you know, how long you can do a post. I don't think Instagram will ever do a 3 minute post until ads are already on Reels. Now, this is something I've talked about in the past in regards to Instagram's organic reach. Obviously, it is mostly on Reels, but they haven't rolled out ads yet in the United States. I am working with someone who lives in Italy on their Facebook ads. I'm helping his company create some ads, and they do have the option, at least this particular account did. I'm not sure if everyone in Italy does, but this particular business did have the option to put a video in the middle of Reels. So the ads have started in some places. The other thing that we talked about that Reels is going to start doing is start paying creators on just views. This is something that TikTok does, And I'm not surprised that Instagram, you know, they want to do everything else that the other apps are doing. I'm surprised that they finally did cave on such a big thing here of actually like paying creators, because they've, you know, never done such a thing. Even though YouTube's been doing it for a very long time and they really could have been doing it, they do have the option now for you guys to get paid on putting ads in your IGTVs, as well as just the views that you get on your reels. Most of you will not see that yet though. So just know, like, it's not at all weird if you don't see either of those yet. Those should be rolled out within the next 3 to 6 months. I would say that most accounts should see at least one of those updates, probably both of them played out though. So, you know, my job essentially is to tell you guys how to adjust to things. And I do it based off of my own research, as well as, you know, going out and putting in a ton of work and trying to make it happen until I get results. Then I don't really teach it. On today's episode, it's a little bit more of a prediction. And I'm going to say this because I want you guys to be able to be ahead of some trends. And I'm going to explain why it's kind of my prediction. And I think it will make a lot of sense either way. It won't really throw you guys off on a wrong track, even if you take all my advice today too. But I can see that people are getting kind of sick of just everyone following a trend, right? That one sound, I'll play it here. Let me make an example here. Hopefully this is a good example. I was talking to a friend the other day. Like, I talked to non-content creators of what they think about reels, because, you know, us as businesses are like, yeah, they're great. We get lots of views and we don't really think much else apart from, like, is it working to grow my account? But ultimately what matters is the user experience. So we want to make sure that as long as we can keep their attention there, then the organic reach will stay there. So like this sound right here. You guys all know that song by now. It was just done by everyone, right? I did it too. But then after a couple weeks, it's like, oh man, like everyone's doing the same thing. And it is not the best content usually. So how it starts is these trends start humor-based on TikTok, right? And then the businesses take them over, and then the businesses usually move them to Reels. And my Reels feed is a lot of businesses just copying trends but trying to teach basic information. And what happens when, like, YouTube Shorts comes out, TikTok comes out, Reels comes out, really any type of posting comes out, even like Clubhouse comes out. What content creators who have been sharing their message for a few years have been, usually do, is they take their messages that are like their best tips, the tips that everyone loves to hear. Maybe they, like for me, like I can look at my podcast episodes and say, what are my most viewed, most played podcast episodes of all times? Okay, now let's take that content, that core message, and then turn it into a reel. And that's like the best way for content creators that already know which parts of their messages really resonate with their audience can just populate. You can just kind of recreate that content, but in the new medium. And this happens every year on YouTube, even with whenever a new year comes up, and I'll probably do this strategy too. Everyone tries to be the Instagram growth hacks 2022, Instagram hashtag strategy 2022, how to post Instagram stories in 2022. The Instagram algorithm updated for 2022. And it's just like, all right, redo the most popular videos, but then throw 2022 on it. And it's kind of the same thing when these new, you know, mediums of content come out. So a lot of people have already shared a lot of their basic messages over and over, even just within these different templates or trends. So if you think of, like, you know, maybe some other Instagram coaches out there, or maybe you follow me as well as a few other people who teach Instagram, and it seems like we're saying the same stuff on Reels, right? Because a lot of the Reels are someone, you're like making a reaction to, like, oh, don't do that. Like, I used to think this, but not anymore. Like, common misconceptions. A lot of the trends play out where the format is essentially saying how businesses think they should grow versus like how they should, or like what they're doing wrong, or like me giving them a weird face when they tell me they think they need this, right? And then all of a sudden, everyone's just doing the same messages, like when businesses think you need over 10,000 followers to make money, weird face. And then they'll be like, when people think they need a aesthetically pleasing feed to get followers, and they're like, weird face. And by the way, that second tip, like aesthetically pleasing feed, like sure, it's not like completely important, but it helps a ton. All right. So I don't know why, like in the last year, it's all of a sudden being like, when people think they need this and they don't. And it's like, if you had an aesthetically pleasing feed and then you're like, oh, it doesn't need to be. And then you like ruined it because you saw that tip. Like, that's not a good idea. Like it, of course, aesthetically pleasing always helps. It's just not necessary. So there's just a lot of stuff like that out there where like a lot of misinformation gets carried through on Reels and TikTok too. And I kind of made a parody of this, where I was like doing a dance where you like point at the letters, you know, to reveal one tip at a time. And I'm like, here's three ways to grow on Instagram. And then I'm just like, you can't learn this from a reel, because there's a reason why I do podcasts is where you can really learn stuff from me, because when I'm going to tell you something, I'm also going to follow it up with what businesses it applies to, which businesses it might not to, what exceptions there might be, things to watch out for, how to actually implement it. I can teach you knowledge in a way that's actually going to do something for you, and even more so that you'll understand it to the point where you know why you're doing it, and you could probably even reteach it to someone else too. I want my podcast to create leaders. I don't want you guys to just be followers who only listen to me. I want you guys to also be able to understand this information from a point of, you know, being able to think about things better, not just, all right, I need to know what to do. I need to go to Derek again, even though, I mean, it sounds counterproductive as a coach who does sell his services. I can always teach you more, and we can always be work better together as a team, right? Like even if you get Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk in a room, it's not like, oh, neither of them need a coach. It's like, yeah, those two can, cross coach each other. Amazing, right? So even people who are very successful in business, I can still coach in certain areas, regardless of if they still have things to teach me. All right. So that's just something to understand about business coaching. Coaching your friends in general, or like if you're in sales and you're like the salesman who sells the most in your office, it doesn't mean people who sell less than you don't have anything valuable to say. So keep an open mind and don't just be like, oh, I sell more, I must be correct, because you'll really limit your learning. So a little bit off track there, but I'm kind of telling you guys the problem. I'll go into like where I think it's headed in a second, which I think would just, you know, obviously be the solution. But right now, a lot of businesses hopped on Reels. Everyone knows how to do them now. For the first year, a lot of the conversations were like, how do you do Reels? Or like people are like, I know I need to do them, I just haven't done one yet, and I can't really figure it out. And some of those businesses, like if you haven't figured it out yet, you probably just won't do this thing, right? You probably won't do 9x16 content. You need to like figure it out right now, or just don't even worry about it and stay in your lane with whatever you're doing. But it's been out for like 2 years now. So anyone who has been trying to learn Reels probably has a lot of ideas on how to do it. Or if you were like, all right, I need to make a reel right now, you've got like your own little process of how you would go about, you know, discovering a trend or an audio or something like that that you want to play around. Now on TikTok, here's one of the big differences that is kind of leading me to my conclusion of where Instagram's trying to take things. The big difference between TikTok and Instagram Reels is when you go to find an audio on TikTok, it's like, here's all the trending audios. It has all these categories. It's much nicer in there. It's like, here's some viral ones, here's some new releases, and you can very easily just find trending songs and then keep up what's going on, right? And it makes people hear a lot of the same songs over and over and over, and the songs just really get stuck in your head. Like they're good songs. Like I'm honestly impressed with a lot of the music that's coming out nowadays, or at least a lot of those little clips, those little parts of songs are very, very catchy, very well mastered. The audio sounds great, and you know, it's just fun songs. Obviously, they're fun enough for people to make dances and trends to, and you hear them over and over, and it does get, you know, a little bit old after a while, even though they're what I find to be pretty catchy songs. But because TikTok just lays it out like, here are the trending audios right there, they get overused, right? They just get used and used and used, and they're also extremely hard to compete on once they get to that level. So a lot of TikTok for the audio game is trying to find those sounds early. Like if you're someone like who is like a TikTok dancer, I know very few of you are, but you would really want to hit a dance. Like ideally, if you could hit it before like Charli D'Amelio gets to that sound, that would be best. But you know, she's obviously got a whole team that's like helping her find out which audios they need to be on. There's a lot of apps that are good at discovering these audios that are up and coming. So that it is largely a game of that. On Instagram, they still do have a little bit of a focus on trending audio, but here's something I caught the other day that I've never heard anyone else mention. When you're viewing Reels and you're looking at the very bottom left corner, you will see a little logo that's like three bars that are moving up and down like the little audio waves, all right? And it's right next to the name of the sound. If there is instead like a zigzag pointing line up, like an inclining line upwards in the right direction, then that means it's a trending audio. If the three bars are there and like the little audio wave, then it's not a trending audio. That is the only way right now that Instagram reveals information about which audio is trending. However, they recently took away which music is trending when I view it from my business account. So when I was looking at the song Doja Cat, Get Into It, you probably know which one it is, or you've probably heard it even if you aren't sure of the title. When I was looking at it from my personal account, I could see the bar, like the trending audio symbol. And I was looking for a trending audio from my business account, which is how this started. And I went through like over 100 and none of them were trending. I was like, what's going on? So I went to that Get Into It song and it still didn't show that the trending audio sound. So it looked like it was showing it on my personal account, not my business. Not to say that that's what the, you know, it's, oh, it still is on personal, but not on business. It might even be back already, but for whatever reason, that account wasn't able to see it. And I think Instagram is trying to make it go away from stop using the same sounds, everyone, because when you go to pick a sound on Instagram, it doesn't show you, you know, these are the trending songs. It has a For You audio section and then like your favorites, and then you can just search. And the For You, I was going through there originally and I kept using a lot of those. And then I realized these aren't trending audios, which actually really does make it hard for your reel to go viral. If you don't use an audio that's trending or at least, got a few thousand videos on it already used, it's a lot harder for it to take off. So using a trending audio does give you a big boost. But if they are trying to get rid of, you know, giving that information away, that means they're trying to make it more personal. Like, hey, look, pick a song that you actually like. Pick a song that really goes with it. Don't just pick the next trending Doja Cat or Cardi B song just because it, you know, will probably help it out, even though the music doesn't go with the content. They want to make sure that everyone still has their own unique way of producing content and it's not just so homogenous on there. So my most conclusive evidence that they're trying to stray away from just making it a game of just following trends over and over is I think they can see that if you are like a super user of Reels and you're on there all the time, you're probably already getting sick of it because of the amount of overlap. If you've been using it sparingly for the last couple years, then it probably hasn't really hit you yet. Take it from someone who's got an average screen time of probably like 8 hours, which I'm trying to get down, but it just won't go down. It's not my fault. No, it's totally my fault, but you know, doing what I can to prevent it. But I'm on there a lot, right? A lot of times it would be me like researching audios to try to figure out which trend I want to do. And that is just a scary thing to do for work, right? Like, all right, let me just figure out which TikTok is trending. And then all of a sudden I'm on there for a couple hours and I totally am just using it for personal use at that point. But I'm on there a lot, and I can tell you it's very easy to get sick of just watching every business do the same trend. Because only so many people really are able to add their uniqueness to it. So that's something I'll say. Right now, it still is a game of largely doing trends, following trending audios, and making it unique. So don't forget about that last part. Still make it unique to your business. Maybe you could even parody it. Like, a lot of people like to just copy each other's jokes directly on TikTok and not even give each other credit for it. But if you're gonna, you know, copy a joke, especially if you're not going to give credit for it, like, at least alter it a little bit, like make it your own in some way, mess with people's expectations, because that's another large part of comedy. I found that most jokes come down to one of two kinds of categories of humor. The first one is relatableness, and the second one is messing with people's expectations. So following a trend, but then messing with it a little bit is actually a great thing to do, because it really throws people off. So try to do that. Keep a little bit of freshness to your reels. Really, the main point I'm trying to make is Instagram seems to be going in a direction where they want people to be able to find their own way of creating reels and not just trying to play this game of, you know, copying everyone. They want it to be a little bit more original. Even if it is following trending audios and just trends, at least making it your own is seemingly what they are trying to, how they're trying to organize, how the information is laid out on the app, how picking your song goes, how them giving you information on what's trending or not goes. And it wouldn't really make sense to me why, like, if they were trying to be just like TikTok, I would think they would have like a trending audio section for that. So it's still very much like TikTok, but I think ultimately, guys, however, Instagram is adjusting to what the people want. So I'm not telling you, like, this is what Instagram wants to do. I'm saying Instagram is probably noticing that people aren't going to watch reels for the next 5 years if all we're doing is just all of us businesses copying each other's trends. And because they are these 60-second or less clips, as an Instagram marketer, I can tell you there's only so many topics I can properly cover in under 60 seconds. Unless there's a new update that comes out, then it's kind of hard to find, like I'm doing an Instagram hacks series on my reels right now. And I just did part 4. I got to put out part 5 soon and come out with more parts. And really, I'm at a point where I'm like, I can either cover information that I've already covered before for the last few years that I've been covering in basically every medium and just turn it into these reels. But I also do like to give original information. I want it to be something that actually taught you something. I don't want those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know, watch me do yet another reel explaining how to hashtag, because I've already done multiple of them. And a lot of the times, like if you follow some of these other Instagram coaches that are really big on reels, they're literally saying the same, like, 30 to 50 things over and over, but just in different ways using different audios. And it just goes over well because they're like, people like this kind of information, and they just kind of go on that. But I'm like, I don't really care if people who follow me don't have successful businesses, then nothing else matters. All right. So if you want to follow these dudes that want to share the same message over and over and your business is in the same place, but they have 500K followers and they have all this money from their Reels views and from all the people they get into their coaching programs, yet all they do is just teach the same thing over and over, that's not really a fulfilling career path for me, even if it would be a shortcut to making more money now, is to just put out the same damn content as everyone else using the same audios and, you know, making sure I look as pretty as I can while I do it. There's just something about that I know is not a sustainable business as well. And that's what you'll find. A lot of businesses that are built quick usually fall quick too. They just don't have the foundations, or they expose the trend. Like the epitome of what we're talking about right now. They're exposing trends. They're just exposing overdone trends and then just doing them. And it's not like going to be a thing in a couple years to be like still just What's the next Doja Cat song now? All right, what's the next dance? Like, it's gonna change. Like, people are gonna get kind of sick of the way it's been. And they will be having to be a little bit fresher. So as far as what I would do from here, I would still use trending audios because it's just gonna help your post a lot. However, you know, make sure that there's always an originality to what you're teaching, and don't feel like you need to mold to every trend that's going on, whether it be, you know, with Reels directly or just like business, you know, what's going on in business overall. I don't want to say that in a way that you should take it as, oh, when there's like a new app and everyone's loving it, like Derek says, I don't need to do it. You should really consult everything very seriously. You really need to get good at weighing the pros and cons of embracing a new opportunity versus leaving it alone and sticking to what you know. And a lot of that comes down to just having the wisdom to know, is what I'm currently doing on the downtrend, is it plateaued? Is it, it's going to be going up from here and I need to not distract from what's working, or is what I'm doing not working and I really need to pay attention to the new things. And that's why, guys, so much of running a business is wisdom. And that's why getting started is truly the most important tip for those of you who have yet to start any kind of business. If you're just in information digestion mode and you haven't really started anything, a lot of this information isn't even going to be remembered because you don't have direct examples to think about, like, all right, how would I put this into my business? And it just isn't going to, be implemented in your brain as deeply as it would if you were able to put it into practice quicker. It's kind of like school that you go to for like fucking 16, 17 years, and then you kind of like start applying stuff after that. It's like, obviously there's like field trips and tests, but a lot of tests is just, you know, regurgitating the information. And it's like the weirdest examples, like Sam has 12 apples and he has 5, you know, it's like this won't happen in real life, right? It's not the most applicable stuff to real life. So until it gets applied, it's really hard for that information to really be learned. So go get started on your business if that's the point you're at. If you already have started your business and you don't really know what you should be doing out there, that is where I come in. I've just tried almost everything in business and online marketing over the last 10 years of being an entrepreneur. I've got firsthand experience with nearly every major marketing strategy. And I also have enough wisdom to be able to know when a new thing comes into play, whether it's something that you should be dealing with or not, based off of what your business is, what your products are, who your customers are, what your lifestyle goals are for your business. All these things need to be taken into consideration with what you should be doing. So what I like to do for my podcast listeners is I do a free 45-minute strategy session for those of you who are just not sure where to go with your marketing. Maybe it's kind of working, but you hate the lifestyle that it's created for you, or maybe you just can't get sales at all. You don't even know if your business idea is worth it. You don't know where you should be putting in your marketing efforts, how to structure your offers, things like this. If you just have question marks and maybe you don't even know what questions to even ask, this is most of your problems. Even those of you who know what questions you think you want to ask, you're asking YouTube questions like how to grow on Instagram organically, when that question, if you ask that to me, I'd say you shouldn't be concerned with that because you can't really. Like, or there's so many things that you can do better to get sales for your business. So like, online is never going to tell you if the question you're asking is not the right question. It's like an iRobot when Will Smith is asking that robot the question. He's like, that is the wrong question. That's the benefit of a coach. Otherwise, Google's like, here's the best trending answer, and it might be wrong, and you just keep going down different directions, all right? So I do a free 45-minute call for those of you who listen to the end of the podcast. That's your little reward here. I don't announce it at the beginning very often, but go ahead and book a strategy session with me below. Let's chat about your business. If you like some of the information I provide, if you feel like you could use my help further after that, I'll show you what it would look like. Otherwise, no problem. I love talking to you guys either way. So no problem if you don't want to invest further. We'll just make it as productive as possible. So thanks so much for listening. Go produce some original content on Reels. And let me know what you think of this episode, if you agree that Reels is going to start to try to diversify from TikTok and be kind of its own thing and not just this game of copying trends. DM me at Derek Vidal. Let me know what you think. Otherwise, I will talk to you in a couple days. We'll be right back.